Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Monday, the 8th of August, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and A-Hole. Now, someone wrote A-Hole.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They're pissed. They're pissed.
What did I do? Actually pissed at him? I didn't read it.
I read it.
Oh, what is it?
You can read it if you want.
Let me read it. This is in response to Alex complaining that his wife has changed since marriage and no longer tolerates his dirty socks on the floor. Oh, my God. The baby attitude right there. Gross. Your wife has no desire to pick up your dirty laundry off the floor as if she's your mom. Alex believing he's entitled to act in ways that irritate his wife because he behaved this way before they were married is a one-way ticket back to bachelorhood.
Get him.
Grow up, dude. Seriously, gross entitlement and disregard for your wife's feelings.
Man.
Coco County listener.
Contra Costa?
Must be Contra Costa.
So here's the thing. I think Alex and I have this in common.
Oh, okay. Let's
a little bit in common. I don't have the sock thing. That is childish. Come on. Take off your socks near the laundry, would you? But you have long conversations with your partner.
Yeah.
You explain about yourself and the things that you are, and you try to let this, if anything, you're maybe even trying to scare the person off. I'm not someone you want to hook up with long term.
Just so you know, this is how I am.
This is a problem. It's going to be a problem for you. It's sort of, and I'm kind of joking, but I'm also kind of not. Like, I remember telling Christina, like, look, I'm never going to drink. You're never going to be able to go out, get fucked up with your husband and go get laid. Like, that's never happening. And I know that people like that. There's things that it's not worth it. You should move on. Like, go do something else. And she didn't want to. And she was like, no, and I told her all this stuff. When the kids came, I'm like, look, I'm not equipped. I'm just not equipped to deal.
You argued against it, right?
It's too hard. And I don't want to work that hard in my life. Nah, I got this. I got this. I got this. And, make all these agreements. What I've learned, though, is, and to her credit, she has tried to carry as much of the load as she can. But the truth is, now the kids are in your house the whole time. So there's no getting away from that, even though we had an agreement. There's your 2-year-old going up. What am I? So my point is,
right,
it doesn't matter how much conversation you have prior to marriage. Most of that shit's going out the window the second you marry. Most of it is. That's just the reality. And I don't even think it's like someone trying to rip you off. It's just people making deals they don't know anything about yet.
Right. It's about, you know, it's either a partnership and everyone knows what the parameters are and sticks with that, or it's not really a partnership. So pick up your fucking socks.
Yeah, it wasn't just about the sock thing. That was just like one example. I didn't want to get too deep into
Well, let's
it,
get right. a little deeper.
Oh, jeez.
Let's hear what is the actual problem.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it's other, you know, things. It's like, you know, little things here and there. So it's just...
like what little things?
I don't know. One example was she got kind of mad at me at a party because it was actually my niece's birthday party. We're over there and we were hanging out, and then my brother-in-law or my sister's boyfriend asked to play cornhole. So I went over and I kind of left and went to go play cornhole and didn't say, hey, babe, I'm going to play.
What do you mean you left? You left the
she
party?
She was inside. No, she was inside. We went outside to go play. And I didn't say, hey, you know, I'm going to do this. And I kind of realized it. You know, I probably maybe should have, you know, said, hey, I'm going to go do this. And
Did she feel left alone at the party?
Yeah, I think it's.
Is she not? Does she not fit in with your family?
No, it's not that. I mean, definitely a different place than we're usually hanging out at. This was our first time over there.
Oh,
but it was like that, and I'm like trying to just explain. Like I could already tell because I've been through this.
Well, she's wrong this time. I think you are 100% in the right. You're at a party. You go play a little court. What? What is the problem?
But when you've brought someone to a situation that they're not 100% comfortable in, and that they're, you know, parties can be super awkward, and if you don't have someone to talk with, now you're sitting by yourself, and it's just like, it's compounding it. So like you're just, and then you start to get really mad at the person who brought you and ditched you. I can totally see her side.
How dare you?
I realized it after, but that's when I was explaining, you know, during the podcast, I'm like, yeah, I don't do it on purpose though.
Right.
You know, I'm not a purposely like malicious person.
I wasn't
person.
Cognizant that
exactly.
this was going to
There was another
way.
Thing, you know, with our rings, because I keep forgetting to put my ring on because I take a shower and I take it off because it'll fall off. I don't want it to go down the drain.
Oh.
And so now what I'm doing is I leave it on the kitchen or the bathroom sink. So that I see it when I get out of the shower because I was putting it in the shower.
Wait, I have a question. It. So she was mad that you were out walking around as a married guy without a ring. And
yeah,
she's like, what are you up to?
It wasn't all the time, though. It was very...
sporadic.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was more than I...
Did you
I definitely understand
ring?
It. What?
Did you lose that ring?
I didn't lose the ring. And it was definitely understand. Like, I understand, but at the same time, it's like, I feel like, you know, give me... You know, cut me a little slack. You know, it's like I'm trying.
I'm me the whole time.
Exactly.
So does she think that you without a ring means you're out there shopping?
I don't think she thinks that. I don't
she
think she thinks
want
that.
Girls
she knows,
hitting on you? Is she jealous?
Maybe. I don't know. I think she just her thing is like she always uses the Brazilian thing. She's like in Brazil, it's very you don't go out without your ring. Like, you know, so
it's a representation of the commitment. That
exactly.
You made.
So and. You know, I've had...
It's also a cock block, though.
Sometimes guys get hit on more when they have a wedding ring. That's what I've heard.
You don't have a ring. He's not married yet.
He's free. So, free like a bird.
I actually had the same problem. And although I was married with one ring, I went and got another ring because I needed it to stay on. Because I can't be taking it on and off. So this one, I got it over the knuckle. And it lives here now.
Yep.
That's where it lives.
So
John,
I am
John
trying.
John hasn't had his off. He can't get it off in 20 years.
Yeah, I don't want mine off.
Why would you? You never want it off. Oh,
well,
Jesus.
I want to be able to surf with it. That's the thing.
Right.
I go
Not
in the ocean way too often. I can't be taking this off and dropping it in the ashtray of the car and hoping I'm not going to lose that thing. I will lose it. I knew that.
Well, you did the right thing. Maybe that's what you need to do.
And the dirty sock thing, I get that. You know, I'm 100% trying to get better at all that stuff. And even this weekend, I mean, that's what I was doing. I could have been at Outside Lands, but I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to buy this. You know, I have all my video game stuff that I've accrued over the years. And I'm like, okay, this is all messy. So let me go.
You bought an organizer?
I bought a shelf, like a massive shelf. And just like, I just built it yesterday with me and my brother actually did.
So that's why you fucking called me and canceled last minute.
It wasn't just that. No, it was Saturday. I was actually working and then I was actually really tired. I actually had to like take a nap just to like come back from that one. So
I had to enjoy my Saturday night.
And then,
so
yeah, now it's
nap.
Like I get it from my wife and now I get it from Bryn too. So it's just
good for you,
getting
buddy.
Getting it from all sides.
But yeah, I'm trying.
The honeymoon's over.
I'm trying and I do understand that, you know, like that was my big thing is like, okay, I really was focused on telling her like this is my situation and you kind of have to accept the situation. But I've realized that that's not the way it works. And
it
I'm
is
really
not the way it works.
I'm trying to get better at that. And that's what I want to thank the texter for, you know, even for calling me out on that, because I, you know, definitely do need to get better. So.
Gross!
You're thanking this person.
Your wife
huh?
has no desire to pick me dirty laundry on the floor. She's your mom.
You handled that well. Good job.
Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Did.
That was good.
Yeah, you did.
And they're from Cocoa County, too, so we got to, you know, represent
nice.
For that.
Right.
Know, so.
You got to be, what is but, everyone a but, over there? Is that
what you can take from this is, if you're someone out there, guy or girl, who, you know, is going into a relationship scenario with all kinds of agreements and deals and... Just know that shit's flying out the window and you won't have, there's nothing that you can't, who do you call? Your mom?
Right.
Mom!
Will you tell her I told her I wasn't going to take care of the kid. You get your ass in there and do your duty.
Yeah, there's no getting out of that.
No, there's not.
There they are.
Make all the deals
the whole time. Right. So kid yourself that, you know, in your most honest way, that everything's going to be fine because you've been truthful. Yeah. But
I told you
just
what I was
in,
like.
In
you
advance
know me.
Now that shit doesn't fly. Not in real life.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
I want to talk about jewelry real quick.
Wow. No.
And supposedly this is a sex toy, but it's really just fucking jewelry for your dick. But I'm like,
you got some?
It's the price.
I'll wear some jewelry on my dick. What do you got?
Thing. So, do you know who Frank Ocean is? Can you play me a Frank Ocean song so people can
hear? I do know who he is, but I don't know his music. I know his album Orange is considered like a masterpiece.
Yeah, I am not that familiar with Frank Ocean. I see him from time to time, like in a story, you know, he's mm-hmm. said this or did this. And I remember when he came out as bisexual.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, years ago. I mean, it's I maybe even like 10 years ago, which I thought was a brave thing to do in the hip hop community. And
Is he a rapper? I thought he was an R&B singer.
R&B singer. But, you know, they have guests. So Frank Ocean also has a luxury goods company called Homer.
Mm.
And everything on there, I couldn't find anything under $1,200. And it's all terrible jewelry.
For your cock.
Well, not all of it's for your cock, but some of it is. In fact, he's got a $25,000 luxury cock ring. It's called the Triple H... No, sorry, triple XL H bone ring. Is that a Homer bone? I don't know. Ham bone? What's H bone? It's a cock ring. It's made of tan made, because it better be. It's $25,000. You know, when I first looked at it, I thought it was like, just like a really uncomfortable.
You know, if you look at the front of it, it looks like an H, the shape of an H,
yeah.
Right? You see?
Oh, the way they have the diamonds. Yeah, I can see that. Like a, yeah, like a wide H with little short sides.
I'm on the website now. I don't see any cock rings. I see some necklaces.
I have it up on your screen up there.
What do they call it? Oh, that. Wow.
Looks nice, isn't it?
It actually $25,000. Painful. I mean, it doesn't.
So that
look like
just
a...
goes around the shaft of your penis.
Yeah. Because
the cock ring that I tried on went around the bottom of your balls and over the top of your dick.
But it had some stretch to it. Like yeah. This to me actually seems like
dangerous.
Very dangerous. Any kind of hard. It's made of gold. It has 60 lab grown diamonds in it. What's a lab grown? That just like not no blood diamond.
Lab grown means it's fake.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought that the lab-grown ones were indistinguishable, but they didn't. They weren't blood diamonds. Or they were... There's some term for
okay.
It.
I don't know.
I truly don't know.
Dogs in gold. Oh.
Cubic zirconium. So it's...
The H-bone ring is handmade of 18-karat yellow gold layers. This one's less than the one you're looking at there. It doesn't have the jewels in it.
Yeah. Oh.
Pixelated...
Oh, yeah, that one's, yeah, that's.
This one's $5,495.
Well, that one's only $5. Jeez, that one's a freaking bargain right
so
there.
So this goes around my dick.
Yeah, there's a picture of him with it on. It's funny because.
Oh, this one, it's on his fingers.
He put it on. This one is, if you scroll down on the Consequence of Sound, sorry,
yeah,
I sent you.
Sure.
Oh, there it is.
So that's, I think that's on Instagram. It's got his.
Can you unblur that?
You
I can't.
So
do that part.
The funniest part of it is that is his dong, and it's pixelated everywhere except where the ring is. So he's showing that it goes on the wang, and it's the funniest picture.
Is his wang super long, and
that's
so that's pushed way up?
Yeah.
The, okay,
it's pushed way up. You see how, like, you know? Of course, I stared at it for a while trying to figure out how big his dick is.
Well, I'll find out right now.
Well,
let's see if there's
see
any
how
images.
It extends. It extends out. There's even some stuff down here at the bottom, like right there. Like is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right here?
You think it's?
Yes, right there.
Why?
Well,
is
this
that?
Is unblurred right here.
Yeah.
So.
What's this blur for?
I don't understand. I don't know why. I have no idea.
What is happening? Does his dick split halfway through and branch
sense.
Off? Oh, do we have a picture of his actual dick?
Do we?
I don't know. No. I thought that's what you were looking at.
I was trying to find it.
Anyway, I had questions about this, like, and they were like, is it dangerous to put a non-flexible, like with the rings, right? It falls off in the shower. It's got to be snug enough that it stays on. But then, do you have to have a boner to get it? Should you have a boner when you get it on so that you're not choking the thing out if it...
It's a dangerous
much.
Game you're playing there. I don't know. The one that I, the thing I told
is
you
the
I had,
was that good?
It was a little piece of leather with two snaps.
Uh-huh.
And so you could just snap it around your, but again, it went under your balls and over the top of your dick.
And then what, like a large setting and a small setting? The two different snaps?
Two different sizes, yeah, but it was tight.
That's what you want, right?
I think.
It supposedly keeps the blood
I don't know.
In there. And was it helpful?
No. I mean, it's always fun to play with your dick. So, I mean, there you are playing with your dick again. But no, I have no interest in it.
Did you use that on Christina?
She saw it on me, but I don't think that we played with it in that way.
Hmm.
I mean, I thought it was fun for a second. And then I went, okay, that's enough of that.
I guess there must be a group of people that on the regular, they're like, yeah, I put a cock ring on. You know,
it's
Alex, you have a slight smile.
No. I didn't. I was just thinking of like, you know, how scared I'd be if I don't know how you, I guess you put it on when you're hard. So I wasn't thinking about that. But like if you got it on and then you got a little harder or something and then you're like, okay, I can't get this off now.
Right. And now the blood's trapped
yeah,
in there. Now I'm fucked and I got to go to the fire department to cut this thing off of me. And this thing is thick. That is a big, thick ring of gold. Right? I mean, I don't know how many millimeters it is, but it looks like 5 in the thinnest parts.
There's nothing hot about being like, I've got to get this off my dick before I get a hard-on. Hurry! Like, that's not hot. That's, no. You know, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck in this thing.
It's and scary. My dick is going to get gangrenous and fall off.
But you know what?
But it looks good.
Here we are talking about it, though. So, Frank Ocean, yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Well played.
$25,000 for the one I'm looking at with all the diamonds in it. Oh, and then it says about our diamonds. Hold on. I want to see this lab-grown. It takes a diamond to make a diamond. Each diamond enters existence. It's a fucking diamond seed? I don't understand. 4 weeks.
4 weeks to make a diamond?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
The result is the real thing, not a replica of a diamond or a close approximation or a sparkly stone.
Yeah, they say it's
substance.
Not fake.
Sounds like each a bunch diamond, of hooey to me.
Each diamond is cut, polished, and inspected. Okay. Well,
whatever.
Yeah, sure. Some
I hope people, he's doing great.
Well, he is doing great because, man, if he even sells just a few of these things, I'm sure they're made to order. I wonder how long it would take to get one.
Hello, is Frank there? I need a measurement.
Oh, I wonder if they custom make them, right? I mean,
they'd have to.
For $25,000, they mail you a tape measure. You do it,
For $25,000, I want Frank to measure me. No?
No, that's good that you want Frank to handle that. I'm just interested.
Are you picturing it? What's
no,
what
I'm
you
just,
tripping
I mean, it's just funny that you want Frank to measure you.
Well,
and
for
not
$25,000, you're going to trust me to measure myself?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm going to see that measurement and be like, I am not telling anybody that. It's 5 inches more than whatever you think it is.
You
can fuck that.
Try it. It's like the top of a beer can. And it just he falls right off. They play ring toss with
it. Cock hula hoop.
Oh, that's funny. Bryn, you ever use a cock ring?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
But I can see
it doesn't sound awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess, you know, people can write in with their stories about.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I don't know, cock ring usage.
I always feel like it would be fun if that was someone's thing.
Yeah.
Like if your girlfriend or your wife or your partner was like, you know what I really want? I want you to wear this. Then yeah, that'd be fun, right? But to be the guy going, hey, look what I'm wearing. It's just, I can just see a chick rolling her eyes at it going, okay.
Well, it does squish it all together, you know? It's like a...
No thanks. Can you get that off of there?
John tried one on one time. We had this one that was, I think it came with like some stuff. Remember Lilo used to send us stuff all the time?
Yeah. What happened to that? Why'd you burn our bridge there?
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Hey, you tell
Maybe
me.
Maybe we
what
asked
happened?
For too much stuff.
No, they loved us.
Hey Lilo, we want some.
I think we stopped doing the secret show for a year. And that's
that was it.
Yeah, we're back. We're back now. So if you could send some more stuff, it's probably totally illegal. Anyway, Lilo used to send stuff all the time. Don't cut any of it out though. Whatever.
Yeah, we
just
want
in
the
case
stuff.
They hear
I
just, it.
I get zero fucks.
Send that stuff.
Yeah, send some stuff over. So they sent over this one thing. It was like a rubbery, like almost like a jellified rubber. But it had like a little thing that was supposed to be like a clit stimulator.
I've
on
seen
it.
Those.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was definitely not big enough to get over the balls and the
That was just a
dick.
Shaft.
It was. It seemed to just be a
that
shaft.
That one thing. Is one where you're supposed to go all the way deep in, and that little part is supposed to touch the clit, right?
Yes. Well, that was the whole point. Mm-hmm. But it was very. It was uncomfortable, and it didn't work for John because, like, you know, I don't want to just feel that. He had to like totally. Bang into the ceiling to do it.
Oh, so was that a thing, a vibrator too?
No. Okay. Oh, yeah, maybe it did have a little vibrator on it.
Yeah,
I thought
think it did.
Was like a French tickler.
I also don't
thing.
Think when you're using those, I think you're supposed to go all the way in and then just grind a little. You're not supposed to
just,
bang back in and out.
It didn't work for us because he, you know, to get it, whatever. It was.
It sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it
good
doesn't.
Concept.
But
I'll give that a shot.
It'd be fun to play with, but you know, right?
Lilo,
right now
the guys are requesting your little French tickler.
The sex thing. I have usually has a child knocking on the bedroom door.
Oh my god, that's so great!
It's sex against the clock,
right? In a race against time. Oh,
it's awful!
What? It's time already?
No, it's not.
It's time.
We didn't even start.
22 minutes. Look at that. That's crazy. That's going to do it for The Secret Show today. I hope you fucking liked it. Jeez. Questions, comments, situations.
What?
Anything you've got. Great stories. We love your participation. I mean, we do this show for you.
Right.
So, you know, we're happy to help. Send them to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. Okay. And try to be a little more gentle with Alex. He's a gentle soul. And he's doing his best.
I think Alex is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really
like
him.
I'm trying.
To him as well.
You thanked that person.
Yeah.
Thank you for the... That was actually one of the best receptions of criticism I've ever... Like, you're right. And I'm going to try harder.
Very well done.
That was good.
I've taken a lot of criticism, so, in my life.
In your day, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
You're used to it. You're beaten down. Yeah, he's a sweet boy.
I'm receptive to it. Yeah.
I love the part he was when he talked about his Brazilian wife, and she always plays the Brazil card. In Brazil, we don't do.
Yeah,
you're kind of had there. You don't really have it. You haven't been, right?
Yeah, I haven't been, but I mean, it's just like I'm you know, American.
I know, so you don't know there. She could be selling you a bunch of horse.
Oh no, she could. No, she'd
be like,
go.
She have a big family down there. You got to go.
Yeah, I do. Got to go. We're trying to figure it out. We got
to
figure out.
Scott goes all the time to visit. You say she lives near Natal?
Yeah, she has family in Natal. Like her brother lives in Natal, and then she her mom lives in Mossoró, which is very near. It's like 40 minutes away or something.
They want you to come, and they're gonna just treat you like royalty.
Yeah, I need to just make it down there and hit the beach and hang out, have a good time with the family. It sounds like a plan.
Sounds know everybody.
Great.
Exactly. Do you speak any Portuguese? Or
I'm trying to learn, but I've been so busy.
It's so hard. It's one of the hardest languages.
Yeah, it is. It's the problem. I think I talked about it in the last one. It's the pronunciation of words are different in different. They have different accents in different areas.
Mm. Where is she from?
She's from Mossoró.
Mossoró.
Look in the upper right hand.
Mossoró. Like, kind
of, so it's on the coast?
On the point.
Mossoró. Yeah, northeast region.
Mossoró. Mossoró.
Yeah, Mossoró. Apparently they have really nice sand dunes and beaches, and it's very known for that kind of stuff.
So. They don't say ours.
No, they don't say. See, in like Rio, they would.
Oh,
but
in Rio.
In Mossoró, they don't.
They would
they
say Hio.
Yeah.
Down in Hio, they don't they say.
Hio. Grande do Norte and all this stuff. Yeah,
and there's
terrible.
All this weird like W's in there too, like Natal. My our sitter Susie, she used to call it Natal.
Yeah, and if you and actually if you say okay, so pão, you have to say it with a nasal.
Pão.
So pão is like bread, but if you say pow, then you're saying dick. So you can't. So it's very easy to get messed up on that.
Put
one.
Pow on my pow.
Macau? Did you say Macau?
Mossoró.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. I am not anywhere near. Okay.
If you look for Natal, that's what we were talking about. That one is close to where she lives at her brother.
You mean Rio, right?
No. Nowhere near Rio. Okay. So have a great day.
Oh, the end. Sorry.